Welcome to the Smarketing Smarts Podcast, where the sun is always sunny, the breeze is always breezy, and of course you have a large sweet tea sitting right next to you. Get ready to learn about social media marketing, content marketing, and of course, inbound marketing with me, the guy who likes to whistle and snap his fingers all day long, George B. Thomas.
What's up, everybody? This is George B. Thomas coming to you at 11:02 in the p.m. from Indian Trail, North Carolina. I had a very interesting day, so I decided to hop on and actually do a Smarketing Smarts podcast because I have some things that I believe are relevant to talk about today. So, what happened today that made me want to hop on the mic? First of all, I got some new equipment, which is awesome. It is the Blue Yeti Pro, and it actually comes with a headset. It comes with a pop filter. And it looks like the real deal. I might have to put a picture of that in the actual show notes for this one so you guys can see what is recording me at the moment. And so that was kind of cool. I wanted to try it out. It actually comes with XLR adaption or USB. Gain is on there, volume is on there, mute is on there, so all sorts of fun little toys that I can play with, and I'm sure I will get honed in here and there as I use it more often. So that is the Blue Yeti Pro. It's black and silver, and it looks cool. So, more importantly than what is recording the podcast is that I attended my first HubSpot user group today. I had always wanted to try one when I was in Ohio, but never got around to it. Tonight at Charlotte, HubSpot user group was pretty incredible. There was a crowd there of about 15 people. And the cool thing for me was that these people were interested in learning more about HubSpot, learning more about marketing and inbound marketing. And the group was led by Rachel Cougar from Puma Creative. And today's topic, we went over, you know, what makes a good kick butt inbound marketing campaign. What pieces do you need? Where do you start? You know, where do personas come in versus where does the story come in versus when should I create blog article, premium content, CTA? And she quickly painted a picture of how inbound marketing is a puzzle, and you have all these different pieces that you have to kind of figure out how to put them in the right place at the right time so that you can get the full picture of what this campaign will build. And we had some great interaction. I got an opportunity to share some of the things with the group, and one of the things that I really took away from the meeting was this, and that is, as marketers, and my buddy Marcus Sheridan has said this before, but and Rachel brought it up, and I kind of said it in the same way or maybe a different way, but you have to have an opinion, right? We got on this discussion on, well, what if you make somebody mad? You know, and so I kind of asked the question, well, is it your opinion? And the person I was speaking to said, yeah. And I said, then why do you care if it makes somebody mad? You're not really online. You're not really doing inbound marketing to make everybody happy. And I started thinking about one of the things that I say when I'm parenting is, you know, I wasn't put on this planet to make you happy. I was put on this planet to be your parent. And as marketers, you really aren't investing time in inbound marketing to tickle people's ears, although you do want your message to resonate with them. You do want your brand to be seen in a good light, but that doesn't mean that you can't have an opinion. that you can't have a controversial article, that you can't, you know, you can't be paralyzed by wondering what 1% out of the, you know, billions of people that possibly could see your message, you can't be paralyzed by that. One of the other things that we talked about was being able to kind of leverage social media, and somebody made the comment, you know, well, you might be worried about if you have, you know, 2 followers on Twitter, you know, what kind of broadcasting is that? And, you know, I said, guys, here's the deal. We're a group of people, and some of us, you know, are competitors in light ways. You know, there was a couple agencies there, but then the rest of the just normal HubSpot users, obviously they're in different niche markets. But I said, as a group, you know, you come together once a month. Why can't you actually just harness everybody's connections and start sharing each other's content, which totally falls in the line that you're supposed to share, you know, kind of that 80-20 or 60-40 rule, depending on which one you kind of subscribe to, of other people's content. So it really falls into line of best practices. You're helping a group that you belong together, you know, helping everybody become successful, and it made sense. The other thing that I said during this part was, listen, if you've only got 2 followers and 5 Facebook friends, as a marketer, you might want to learn how to be sociable. And everybody kind of got a kick out of that, and we laughed. But it's true, right? How many marketers are out there? How many business folks are out there? How many salespeople are out there? And they just want to kind of sell and not really be human. And that was a big point of what we talked about as well, was being human. One of the great things, we had a question about, you know, follow-up emails and workflows. And I explained a little bit with the help of Rachel as well on how, you know, you can do these emails in a way that maybe the first one comes out immediately when they download your offer. So you have now educated the consumer that you're gonna be in their inbox. They can expect that you're gonna be in there. Second of all, the next email doesn't have to be a sales email. And I made the reference of maybe you share like a cool video that has some context to what your business does. Doesn't even have to be your video. But with that, you have, you know, here's a couple of blog articles that we've written that we think you might enjoy. Again, you're trying to get more page views and get them to engage with your brand. But it's totally harmless. Maybe the third one is another sales type pitch. You know, maybe you're trying to ease them down from the top of the funnel to the middle of the funnel. And the email after that could be very, you know, not salesy again. Maybe it's a survey this time, and you're actually collecting data that you can use for many, many other reasons in your inbound marketing, as far as building out your personas even better than they are built now. You know, just having that data for the sales to be able to sell them better. And then you can go into another, hey, you know, by this time of your journey, you'll probably be looking at the bottom of the funnel. So here's a bottom of the funnel CTA. Again, here's some more links of some blog articles we wrote we think you'd enjoy. And you could just tell that people were like, oh, yeah, I have this freedom to kind of mix up my emails and do some creative things. And it's interesting because sometimes, you know, we watch a ton of webinars and we read a ton of blog articles, and you kind of get in this mode of like, well, this is the way that it has to be done. This, obviously somebody's teaching this, so I've got to do it that way. And what made me kind of think about that was my boys over at Impact Branded Design had done something probably about, I don't know, I caught wind of it, I would say a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago, where, you know, for most of the time we would create CTAs, put them at the bottom of the blog article, and then, you know, you would click to a landing page, and then from the landing page you go to the thank you page, and the thank you page to the email, and blah, blah, blah. And who said it had to be that way? But it works, don't get me wrong, and it makes sense for it to be that way. But if you go and look at some of Impact Brand and Design's blog articles, you'll notice something different, and that is that they have a CTA and the form combined into one. And so therefore, pretty much on a lot of the latest blogs they've done, they have a form right there. And the conversion rates, they actually wrote an article about it. I'll try to dig it up and put it in the show notes. The conversion rates are considerably higher. And so what I just want to say is that everybody out there should realize that they have the freedom with inbound marketing to break it, right? Break it, fix it, put it back the way it was. It doesn't have to stay the same way. You can try new things. As long as you're breaking it because you're trying to better your strategy, then it completely makes sense to me. So, what have you done in the last 3 months that makes you better, right? How have you been educating yourself? And this is going to be somewhat of a shameless plug for something that I love very much. And I'm going to say, anybody who listens to this, if it's before September of 2014, that you should be attending Inbound 2014 this year. I will be there. There will actually be 25 folks from the Charlotte HubSpot user group that will be there. I know my boy Marcus Sheridan and Rich McElhinney from the TSL crew will be there. A bunch of people are going to be there, but this is probably one of the best ways that for 4 days or 3 days, depending on what sessions you go to, 3 or 4 days straight, that you can just dump a ton of information into your brain, bring it back to your company or to your agency, and give you ideas. And this is kind of why I bring this up now, is I want you, when you're there, when you're learning, or maybe even just when you read the next blog article or listen to a podcast, think of what you're being taught. Think of how you implement that. Implement it. Think about how you can break it. And implement it in maybe 2 or 3 different ways than the way you were taught. Because then what you have is you have something you can measure and you can see what way works best instead of just kind of, this is the default way, you get stuck in the rut, and then you don't know what to do. All right, folks, this one is going to be a short one. Hopefully you got something out of this, that you should be educating yourself, that you should be breaking your inbound mentality of, you know, break it, fix it, do it different, test things, you know, do emails that are human, do marketing that's human, and, you know, just... My biggest thing is have fun with it. So until next time, guys, this is George B. Thomas. If you have any questions, next time I'll take some time and actually do some questions in the podcast. But if you have questions, actually, you know what? I do want to answer one question. So see, you thought you were off the hook, but I'm going to keep on going. Had a question come through on Twitter earlier this week, and it was actually about signals, and this person wanted to know, how do I turn off company insights? They had been using the Google Chrome browser. They got tired of the little white icon in the top right-hand corner, and they did not know how to get rid of that. And so I want to just say quickly, if you are using signals and if you are wondering that same thing, how do I turn off insights, you can simply open up your signals app by clicking on the little icon and then go to your dashboard or your settings. And in there, you're going to see a company insights link. When you click on that, you will be able to disable company insights. But make sure you've used it first, because while it might be kind of a pain in the butt when it's just sitting there and you're not using it. When you fly that sucker open and you see all the data that it provides you as a marketer and a salesperson, you may deal with the inconvenience of a, you know, 35 or maybe 45 by 45 pixel little white half transparent box for the knowledge and information that you could use in your marketing and sales cycles. So yeah, I'll do that question and now I'll be finished. So again, this is George B. Thomas. If you have any questions, you can hit me up on Twitter at George B. Thomas. Obviously, you can hit the website at georgebthomas.com, or if you're on the website, you can get the rest of these podcasts on iTunes. So until next time, guys, enjoy life, keep learning, and have a nice tea.